Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
Our conversation today is going to be about kids.
I want it. I want it.
I want that. Can I buy this? Can I have this? They see something on TV, they want it. They see something in the store, and they want it.
Yeah, of course
they do. You want to make your kids happy. Yeah, well, I see things in the store I want all the time. Yeah. And while you can try to explain the concept of money to kids at a certain age, you know, when they're really young, they don't get that.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about how to say no to your kids and not come across as what, like, always blaming it on the money.
Yeah, the money monster.
The money monster.
So first of all, you almost never can explain how money works to someone.
Right.
They must feel it, unfortunately, right?
True.
And that's our problem as well, is that we make our decisions based on our emotion with money, right? But here's what happens. I see very often that parents are trying to give their kids a lifestyle that they think they deserve or mm-hmm. that they didn't have or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And so they are saying yes to their kids, but very often at their own peril. Their retirement accounts are low. Their bills are not getting paid. Mm-hmm. They haven't got savings in the bank, but their kids are buying games and going on trips and, you know, doing camps and always with the sort of rationalization. Well, they're not going to be kids forever. And, you know, there's all these reasons why as parents, we want to make it okay for our kids by spending money on them or giving them money. Okay. So I like to use this analogy. You're flying in a plane with an infant and the cabin loses pressure. Mm-hmm. What do they tell you to do?
Put the air mask over your own face before you put the air mask over the baby's face.
Yeah, we knew this. Right. We know this, right? Yeah. Does anybody ever picture themselves actually doing that?
No,
I don't think
absolutely
so.
Absolutely not.
But it is when people are in emergency situations, they do default to that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not okay financially, you cannot expect your children to have learned anything about money or to be okay financially. So while you're busy feeding them the money and maybe you're having these arguments and you're feeling a little like the money monster, right? No, mm-hmm. you can't have this. No, you can't have that. All that will happen is arguments will ensue and they will tug your heartstrings until they win, right?
Right.
So what do you do about that? So here's my thought. Let's break it down to one very really rudimentary example. Let's take, for instance, the idea of premium channels, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say your premium channels cost $10 a month. Money's really tight for your family. You're trying to find places to cut back. And you say to your children, no, we can't afford $10 a month. We're cutting out the premium channels.
Right.
How do you envision that going?
Probably not well.
I see an argument, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say you do it a different way. Let's say you say to your kids, you know what? Money's really tight for the family. We need to make some choices. This $10 a month isn't really a necessity and we can't really afford it, but what we can afford is $5 a month and here's how we're going to do it. Instead of cutting back somewhere else $5 and making this all work, we're going to give you the $5, child. Oh. You're going to get the $5.
Okay.
And your job is to save it until you have, and then you make up some rules, until you have 6 months worth of premium channel amount, until you've got $30. And then we'll revisit this and we'll make this decision, or until you have 6 months, whatever you think your children can tolerate. Now, mm-hmm. what you're doing is shifting the responsibility and the sense of control of money
to them,
to your kids who get to make the decision, because you know what? Kids are really smart.
Yeah.
They really know how to do this. They just haven't been given opportunities. So let's say you do this. Now, imagine that you cut the premium channels. And again, it's just an example. They save up 6 months worth of money and now they have $30 in their account.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to sit down with them again. They've not been experiencing the premium channels for the last, whatever that was, 6 months, I think I used.
Right.
And they now have $30 that they're looking at. What do you think their decisions will be? They might be, wow, I really miss my premium channels. I want that back. And you then have a conversation with them about how that might work.
Right.
Or they say, wow, $30. I can do something else with that.
Right.
Either way, you've taught them to make a decision about money based on what they can afford.
On what they can afford, right.
Now, you can take this further with older kids and start dividing it into thirds so that they learn a little bit about taxation, et cetera. There's a lot you can say about this, but not in a short segment on the radio. But you really want to do that, because what you'll find is when you give them power, you give them control of that money, you'll get less argument from them. And they're involved and they want to participate and they make good decisions. And you will learn from your kids, I bet. And they'll start to decide, you know, premium channels weren't that big a deal. I didn't miss them when they were gone.
Exactly.
But I can use $30 to go buy whatever it is I want to buy.
Right.
Or I start to fund it back to the family, or we continue to save it for something bigger.
Yep.
But it allows you an opportunity to get them involved in learning how to save
mm-hmm.
that is not learning how to save for something that is frivolous or something that you would have spent money on anyway.
Right.
teach them about when money is tight in the family or when you think that that money is getting wasted.
Yeah. And when you have to be the one making the decision about where your money is, yeah. is going, you put a little more thought into it.
And I actually tell my parents, I say, sit down with your kids and say, look, I don't want to be the money monster. I want you to have everything you want, but I need your help.
Yep.
We're a family. We're a team. So let's get team, whatever it is, team danger. That sounds really Olympic, doesn't it?
Yes.
Let's get team danger cooking on this money thing. Yeah.
All right. Interesting concept. The money doctor, Dr. Francis Ram of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions about this segment or anything else you do, they can find you easily.
Yes. And of course, I use Team Danger because you're Nick Danger.
Yeah, I got that.
Not because it's danger. Well, you might have, but yeah.
I figured that out.
So they can reach us at 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.